This is Laps and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together, so grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
So we have Sam on today, our very first guest. Yay. Yay. And this is exciting. Sam has 6 kids. Is that right? It's 6?
That's correct.
All right. Yeah. And she and her husband run Cultivating Catholics. And I'm sure you've seen some of her great, hilarious content on Instagram or YouTube. And yeah, we're excited to have you on today, Sam.
Thank you. I just feel so honored because I would listen to you guys before I even started Cultivating Catholics. Like, we go way back. You guys just don't know how far back we go.
Well, we feel so like we know you also. I'm like so...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm just like fangirling out.
Okay, so we're soon going to be postpartum. So part of it is we're just like, teach us and remind us. But like, tell us how it's been being newly postpartum. And I know you posted about the fact that you had this like crazy labor with like no breaks in your contractions. So like, what happened?
Yeah. So, okay. So for my first 2 kids, I had an epidural because mm-hmm. I don't think I educated myself enough. I was just like, oh, I'll just go to the hospital and have a baby. It'll be easy. So I just had an epidural with those 2. And then, but since then I've had all natural labors. And if you know anything about labor, you know, like the third, that transition part of labor is like the most horrible. But I always just remind myself, like, you get breaks, like the contractions are really hard, but you get to look forward to like those little mini micro breaks in between those hard contractions, and you know, you can look forward to those. And that's always been the case. Like, okay, this contraction is really hard and like, I want to die right now, but oh, okay. Now I get a little bit of relief and I can relax and like get my life together real quick before I have another one. But I don't know, with this baby, like it was just one continuous, really horrible contraction for like 10 minutes.
Sarah, when did your midwife say things start to go south? Was it with baby number 6?
Oh, no. I think not till at least 7, she'd say. Like
7, okay.
Yeah, 6, still good, smooth. 7 is when it can get crazy. But that sounds crazy.
So good luck. Yeah, that sounds crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes, but when you're in labor land, like, it was like, I don't even know. I don't even really remember it. I kind of blocked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you have this baby?
6 weeks today, actually.
Oh my gosh. You look amazing. You look
Thank you. I don't totally feel very amazing, but thank you.
No, I saw a story where you were like posting about like walking and how you're like,
oh yeah,
getting back into walking. And I saw your legs and I was like, those are not postpartum legs. Those are pre-baby legs.
Thank you for saying that because I'm like looking at my legs like, man, we got some work to do.
All right. Well, good job. That's that sounds crazy.
Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Your 6 kids have all been about 13 months apart?
Yeah. So we had, our biggest gap was about 2 years, but all the other ones have been about 13 months.
We think you're superwoman, by the way, but I was hearing that and I was also like, I want to know your thoughts on NFP.
Go, just.
Yeah. Okay. So here's our NFP. We don't really practice it.
Well, yeah, that's.
I mean, obviously, but I know how NFP works. Like I know all about charting and cervical mucus and all that. Like I understand how it works. We just love kids and I want like a ton of kids. So it's just been go. And I never have had any like complications with any pregnancies mm-hmm. or deliveries. Like I just, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just been really, pregnancy and birth has been really easy for me. So we're just having as many babies as God blesses us with.
Wow. Is that something you discerned?
That's like you on caffeine,
Sarah. I know. Is that something you discerned before you started having kids, or has it kind of like progressed along the way? Or
yeah, and I don't think we had like a serious conversation about it before we started having kids, but we both just knew that we wanted like a big family. So it just, yeah. And then after we had our first, and we got to see like how absolutely precious babies are and like how much you just love them and you just want to have more and more and more. That's just kind of like what happened. We were just like, oh my gosh, like babies are so awesome. Let's keep having them.
That's amazing.
And I'm very like blessed to have a husband that is okay with having a lot of kids. Cause I know a lot of husbands are like, I'm good after like two or three. Like, I don't want any more kids.
Sarah and I have talked about this, that my husband recently brought up that is like bizarre to him. His opinion is that like husbands should always, always want more, and that they have like so much less to sacrifice, especially in the beginning, that he was just like, why would the husband ever like be the one to say no? And I'm like, I don't know. All I know is like, I'm tired and like, let's figure out a way to make this sustainable. Yeah. Like, but he is on board. So that's interesting that you say that. Because some guys are like that, and we're like, why?
Yeah, and that's what my husband said too. He's like, if you want to keep having them, like you're the one that has to like grow them and carry them, and like you stay home and raise them all day. So if you think you can handle more, like
yeah,
that's
like, fine. Thank you.
Like I'm not the one doing all the work, so you just say yeah.
And do you both come from big families? Like, are your families supportive, or do you have to navigate?
So I have two brothers and a sister, and he has four sisters. So it's like medium size. It
depends on who you ask, right?
Exactly.
That's so just like cool to hear. Cause I feel like similarly, Chris and I, like, yeah, I come from having only one sister. And so the fact that I'm pregnant with our fifth is like crazy to me, but it's grown on me too, where I'm like, yeah, I think big families are beautiful, and pregnancy and birth are easy for me. And I love this having babies, but I just like, don't feel the freedom still or the confidence still to say like, yeah, bring it on. Like it just can happen. And I'm just like very like, oh gosh, I have to feel like, I have to present to the world that, like, you know, I am planning this in some way.
Yeah. Sam is your spirit animal. Yes. You can just embody her.
Yeah, it's a free for all over here. It's fine.
Oh. Okay, so how, I know you have a devotion to the brown scapular, and how did that start?
Yeah, so this is really funny. I'm sure you guys are familiar with saint stalking, where a saint.
No, I just envisioned us like a Christmas stocking with a picture of a saint on it.
Oh, I did too. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, I was like, a sock company?
So I had never heard of that before either until I joined the Instagram world. And then I guess that's a thing, like saints will just like pop up in your life when you're least expecting it. And I have never, like, I think it's because I'm a convert. I don't know. I just like don't, I'm not like super into saints. And like, I get it. I get why people love them and they're cool and I respect them, but I'm just not like super obsessed with them. So Saint Pope John Paul II just kind of started inserting himself into my life in very unexpected ways. And I didn't really know anything about him. I don't know anything about him. And he just started popping up in my life all over the place. Like just the most random, like, okay, for instance, we went to our kids' school to pray the rosary on a Friday, and we had never gone to their school to pray the rosary before. It was the first time we had done this. And we sit down, and it's kind of crazy because we have all the little kids with us. And the priest goes, I know it's Friday, but today we're going to pray the Lourdes Mysteries, which are the ones that St. John Paul II made, and you usually pray them on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And this was a Friday, and it was just, like, so random. Mm-hmm. I was like, why would we be praying, like, what? Why are we praying the Luminous Mysteries on a Friday? Like, I don't know. So it was just like things like that. Mm. And I really did not want to wear a brown scapular. I didn't want to wear the brown scapular because it's like ugly and bulky. And I didn't just want to have like a brown rope around my neck, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was just always on my mind. So finally, I was just like, you know what? I'll just buy one and start wearing it. Like, I can't stop thinking about this.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
Do you say a daily prayer that has to do with the brown scapular? And like, remind everyone and remind us, like, what are I know there's a lot, but like some of the promises associated with it.
Yeah. So the biggest, like when people think of the brown scapular, the most well-known part about it is like you skip purgatory basically, and mm-hmm. Mary like carries you to heaven, and you're mm-hmm. supposed to say, you can say like a daily rosary for it, or you can pray the Liturgy of the Hours. Like, there's like a few different things that you do as part of the devotion. And I'm not going to lie, I don't do it every day. Like, I had good intentions when I first started wearing it. I really tried to start praying a daily rosary, and I still like, mm-hmm. Maybe like 3 or 4 times a week I'll get to it, but some days I just don't. Mm-hmm. And like, it's fine. Yeah. God understands. But my big thing for Lent was learning how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, because I know that it's like, it can be kind of like tricky to do. So that's what I'm currently working on. But yeah, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know anyone that wears the brown scapular. Like I said, it was just like Pope St. John Paul II was just in my face and was like, you need to start wearing this right now.
Does your husband wear one?
No, he doesn't. And it was kind of like, uh-huh. I almost felt kind of like awkward bringing it up, because I was like, this is like really weird and random. But I just like laid it all out there one night. I was just like, you know, I don't know why, but I just can't stop thinking about the brown scapular, and I think I'm going to start wearing one. And he was just like, okay, like I don't care. Yeah, this, like, it was quite like an announcement. It was like a bigger deal to me than it was to him. I was like, okay, that went over smoothly.
This is a random question, but Annie just told me that your first is a girl and your next 5 are boys. Can you tell me their names? Because I need inspiration on boy names in case mine's a boy.
Yes. Okay, so our first was Olivia. That was our girl. And then our boys have been Dominic, which Annie told me is going to be hers.
Yeah.
Our second was... I have to like think about it. Our second was Gianni. Our third was Vincent. Our fourth was Anthony. And then our fifth boy was Franco.
Nice. So, very Italian.
That's exactly what I said. Who's saying, is Saint Gianni?
So it was
John.
Yes. So like family name, John, we have like a lot of Johns in my husband's family. And then if it was going to be a girl, it was going to be Gianna for Saint Gianna. But then it was a boy, so funny.
That's great. Thank you.
Any of those stand out to you, Sarah? Yeah. I could see you guys going with a Franco.
No. Franco. We have a John Francis. I don't know.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. You already did the Francis.
Yeah.
Boy names. The other day, right, we were talking about it, and Chris was like, oh, there are no boy names.
No, I know. We already have the shortest list of boy names ever, and now it's like, like, I think we have like one or two.
Well, we only had one, and then we finally got the boy and we used it, and now I'm like, I don't know.
Yes, I know.
Well, and Sarah, John is such a different name from your girls.
I know.
Because your girls have been.
I think the boys will just be like strong traditional names like John.
Luke.
Yes.
I mean, I really like Paul. I'm
I know. That's
You could take Paul.
Paul's in our top three.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we were talking about middle names and Chris was like, Paul Benedict sounds good. I was like, that's literally Annie's Paul's name. Like, we can't do that.
You can do Paul Dominic.
Anyway. Okay. So Sam, with all your little kids and moving, I'm curious. So I listened to your episode, the episode you were on, Permission to Pursue.
Oh, yeah.
And I really loved what you said about how you manage, like, think about goals for the week and like chunks of time of like, this is when I will do this. These are my top priorities for today in terms of like getting your business work done.
Yes.
But then I was like, how do you do the same thing with like seeing friends and working out or like, you know, the like other things? Cause I was like, that would fill all my time. Like the taking care of kids and then like using nap time for getting work done. Yeah. So I was just like, how do you fit in these other things too?
Yeah. So as far as seeing friends, I don't. It's been hard.
It's totally fine.
It's been hard even like making friends just because we have moved so many times. So I don't really even have that many friends, but the ones that I have made like live are like basically my neighbors because we live on a military base. So it's like a lot of like young families.
Nice.
So we all live like right next to each other basically.
Yeah.
So like this past summer, I would just like we would just meet up at the park on base. There's parks like on the base. So we would just be like, hey, you want to go like after nap time, go hang out at this park for an hour before our husbands get off work. So that was really convenient. Mm-hmm. But as far as like making plans to go to a children's museum or like some big outing.
Oh, that's, no, not that.
That's not what we're talking about. That. No.
Like a picnic or something. I don't know. Something like a park.
Yes.
Park. And then like sometime, like my friend Jordan would like invite us over to her house for like breakfast. She would make like muffins and we would just go over to her house and eat muffins for like an hour.
Do you feel like your Catholic friends and like your Catholic community is online and then your military friends are your in-person people?
Yeah.
Cause like, what is that even like, do you feel like there are, I don't know. I'm not from a military family. I mean, my dad, but like, not really. So you are, and you know, like, is it, what's it like?
Not really. And like, we have always lived in the South too. Mm. So like, we haven't always lived on the bases. We've just lived like around the bases too. And we've lived in the South this whole time. Mm-hmm. And there's like no Catholics, no Catholics to be found anywhere. So a lot of my friends aren't Catholic, and it's kind of like, it's like, they're not like bad friends by any means, but they're definitely not my closest friends. Cause it's just a different, I don't mean to say this like in a bragging way or anything, but you're just like on a different level when you're Catholic.
Well, they're not asking you if you've prayed your rosary yet today.
Yes, exactly.
They're not asking you what you're doing for Lent.
Yes, exactly. And like they're on birth control and it's just different. It's different having friends that aren't Catholic.
Do you feel like that itch sometimes of like, oh my gosh, like I have not seen people. Like I just see my little people and like.
That's really horrible, but.
That's fine. I mean, that's great.
I am a very introverted person. Mm-hmm. So like I am okay with not having friends. Mm-hmm. Does that sound really horrible?
Well, I mean, my gut reaction to that is like everyone needs connection. Mm-hmm. And I think like people can get that in many different ways.
Yes.
And I think only having like online friends would not be good. I don't think that's what you're doing though. And you have like a husband and you have all these kids around you and you're like,
right.
You're not like shutting yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And my husband, my husband has four sisters that are like all right around my age, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. So like, I've got like four sisters I always get to talk to. And yeah, so it's not, I'm not really like, I'm not like a recluse, but I am just really okay with being alone.
Yeah.
Like I love being alone.
As a pretty high introvert, I can empathize with like the being at home with little kids takes up, like sucks the energy out of like,
yeah.
Okay. I like,
I don't want to go socialize today. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Friends only work if they're like easy to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And convenient. I mean, like, we can sacrifice for our friends, of course. And like, but really we have to put our families first and make sure it works out well. So yeah, when you said the people can't stay at home, but when you said the museum thing, Sarah and I just turtlenecked our heads. No. Like, oh my gosh, what? What are you talking about?
No. There's no way.
Oh my God. And working out. When do you work out?
Yeah. So I used to work out when I just had a couple kids. I would like get up super early in the morning and work out. Now that we have so many, like they all wake up at night and I'm tired. So I don't like doing that. So then I would work out during nap time, but then nap times, you know, slowly like decreased and disappeared altogether. So now I just work out with them all around me.
Okay.
Yeah. I just say like, okay, mommy's going to work out now. You guys need to play together. Like, don't talk to me because I can't breathe. So, but yeah. And they, at first it was kind of like hard for them, but now they're just so used to it. And they know like they can play around me, but just like, don't bother me. Don't talk to me. Go get yourself your water bottle if you're thirsty. Mm-hmm. Go pee if you need to. You don't need my help doing that. So that's what we're currently doing. I am currently working out in our living room.
Yeah. You do what you got to do.
We'll have you back for part two in 6 months.
Anytime. Yes, please.
With the code LASTINLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire order at chooselife.com.
I did not know they sold baby shoes. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. They're so cute. Emmaus crib shoe, little leather baby shoes in 6 different designs and colors. One is white for baptism.
Oh,
they go from 0 to 3 months to like, you know, the biggest size is like 36 months. So, and they're just adorable.
With the code LASTINLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire order at chooselife.com.
No, I just wanted, like, circling back to the friend thing real quickly. I just do really want to say I understand, or I can at least like really try and empathize with being in the military and moving so much. Like, your friendships and your community are just going to look so different from people who are living in the same, you know, town or city for 5 years.
And yeah, it's been really interesting. And now I feel like now that I'm a little older, it's a little easier for me to make friends, because before I was just so young. Like, my husband and I got married when I was 21. And then we had a honeymoon baby. Like, I started having kids right away. Mm-hmm. And other people who were my age were not having babies. The people who were having babies were like 30, 35, a 21-year-old. Like, I can't relate to a 30-year-old. Like, it was just really hard for me to make friends.
We're so old now.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be 30 this year. But no, seriously, like, it was just really hard for me in the beginning to make friends, because I was just so young and I just couldn't relate to anybody. Couldn't relate to people my age, couldn't relate to people who were in my same season because they were so much older than me. But now that I am about to be 30, I feel like it's been much easier.
So you're friends with neighbors, let's say, and then they add you on Instagram. Do they, like, what is that moment like?
Okay, so I don't.
Are they like, whoa, 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 whoa? Who are you?
Okay, so I don't advertise Cultivating Catholics.
Sure, sure. I'm not saying you're like hitting people up, but they're just like, hey, we're friends, we're neighbors. Let me add you on Instagram.
Yeah, I just tell people like I don't have Instagram. Like,
you lie.
Yeah,
well, I don't have a personal Instagram.
I don't have a personal Instagram. Sure. And like, if you're not Catholic, like, I'm not going to tell you about Cultivating Catholics because you wouldn't get it anyways, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah, you're not trying to shove it down people's throats.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't have like a personal Instagram or Facebook. All of my social media is for cultivating Catholics specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just tell people like, no, I don't have like social, I'm not on social media.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a partial explanation. Yeah. So that hasn't happened.
Yes.
Do you find that like, so for me, so high introvert, but I find I do crave having adult conversation throughout the week. And it's like I need to have like two or three good friends.
Yeah.
And that I've made friends here in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. but just different seasons, pregnant, postpartum, like I'm just not seeing those friends regularly yeah. in person for whatever reason for a while. But Marco Polo is my like way that I stay in touch with these like three friends throughout the week. Yeah. And sometimes I reach the end of the week and I'm like, wow, I think I really only talked, like I feel like my friend bucket is full, wow. but I realize that it pretty much exclusively came through Marco Polo. Yeah. And then I'm kind of like, oh, that doesn't, like, I wish, you know, that doesn't feel great. Like, I do wish I could see people in, right. in person.
Spend
and
some quality time together.
Yeah. But I'm in like a, not the same as you, but like we're approaching in the next year and a half, another big move because mm-hmm. of grad school and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it does have this temporary feel here of like, we've put down roots. I have good friends, but we also will move. So just that kind of like making friends around the country yeah. and having kids around the country as we go.
Yeah. And that's been really hard for me too. Like knowing that our friendship is temporary. I really like you and I want to be really good friends with you, but also I know that I'm probably going to be moving within the next year. So this friendship like probably isn't going to be super deep.
Yeah. Do you pause on cultivating Catholics for a postpartum season?
No.
You just keep going.
I just keep on going. I definitely, I like scale back. Like I wasn't really posting on social media the weeks leading up to birth and then after birth, because I just didn't want to. Yeah. But no, as far as pause, like when we had Anthony, that's when I was like knee deep in the Play-Doh kits. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't pause.
Yeah.
Because I had, people had like monthly subscriptions. Like mm-hmm. they paid me to send them something every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I literally couldn't pause that. Yeah. And, but also I'm just so, go, go, go. Like I just like can't sit still. It's a blessing and a curse, but I just like need something. I need cultivating Catholics. Like it just makes me so happy and it gives me something to do other than like wipe butts all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. When you were on that episode, when you were talking about chunks of time, so I know there's going to be lunchtime and then there's going to be cozy time. And like, this is when I'll have my hour and a half, you know, mm-hmm. I'll break it up and
yeah,
whatever. This is like, I'll have my time. I was like, I had this thought in my head of like, wow, all the things I could maybe potentially be doing if I didn't, if I didn't nap every day.
I also nap every day right now.
Well, you guys are pregnant, okay? Don't think that I didn't nap when I was pregnant.
I know, but even when I'm not, I nap every day. It's just a norm for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just had a baby.
And I like used to write. I was like, man, it would be fun to like have a writing project someday. And like, I could have chunks of time when I work on it. And I was like, will I ever give up my daily nap? Who knows?
You'll get there. It's just your season right now.
Okay. So I have this new line when I talk to, especially like people I'm just meeting or acquaintances. And if I say things that like come out weird, and then I've got this line now where I'll say, you know what, can we circle back to this? Okay. Because it's going to keep me up at night. I'm going to give you a chance, Sam. I'm going to circle back because I think you, okay. I think
thank
you're
you.
Going to, this is
thank
you.
I really you appreciate don't that.
I'm inserting it for you because I know what you mean, but I want you to elaborate more on your comment about the saints.
I was like, what are you going to say?
Okay. Hold on. What were we talking sure. about? Oh yeah. Talking. Yes. Okay.
You said, cause you were like, I don't get it. And like, I'm not super into the saints was like,
yeah, okay. Kind of, okay.
And I know that's not what you mean. And I know what you do mean, but just say more about that.
Okay. So as a convert, like I didn't grow up learning about the saints. So I had to like learn everything about them when I converted. And it was just, it's just a lot. There's so many saints and so many feast days and just all these amazing people. So I never like really, I knew their names, but I didn't really know like a lot about them, if that makes sense.
Or feel like
friendship. Or feel, yeah, like I just didn't have that connection. Yeah, because people will tell me like, oh yeah, me and my kid pray to St. Anthony every day and stuff like that. Like I didn't grow up doing that. So that connection to certain saints or the saints in general, just, it's something I'm working on. Like it's not, I'm not totally there yet. For Pope St. John Paul II to just suddenly be in my face all the time and inserting himself in my life constantly, it was just like the, just these signs, like just random things all over the place of just him just like, hi, I'm here, you need to learn about me. That was my first experience with having a connection with a saint and having a saint stalk me. So yeah, that was really, and it was fun because then after he started doing that, I was like, oh, maybe I should learn a little bit about him. So that's when I started like reading up on him and reading about his devotion to the brown scapular.
Okay. I was going to ask, what is the connection between him and the brown scapular? He just, he had a particular devotion to
it. Yeah. He like loved Mary, was like obsessed with Mary and always wore his brown scapular.
Nice. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That makes
sense. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate that.
No, totally. Because I've said stuff like that too. And I'm like, okay, wait, people don't understand what I mean.
Let me rephrase that.
And I think the three of us being converts, we totally get it. Of like, yeah, we don't just, we don't, and I'll speak for you, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong. Like I haven't just naturally becoming Catholic then all of a sudden felt connection to a specific saint. Like it does take time.
Yeah.
And Mary specifically for me, it's like, everyone seems really close to Mary, but I don't get it yet.
Yeah. Like what's with that?
Well, just, being understanding the whole community of like, wow, like we have this heavenly community. It's, it is a whole mind shift. And I do think it takes time. And I personally, I always really like emphasizing prayer and like receiving Jesus in the sacraments, as opposed to being like overly obsessed with the saints. So that's like my jam. What I really enjoy talking about, if like the saints become, so I'm like, okay, they're the community. And like, we want to learn, we want to be inspired by them. And I remember like my first Lent, our priest was like, this is a marathon. And like the saints are at your side, like cheering you on. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know which ones, but they're there.
Yeah, they're there.
For me, it was my miscarriage that really helped me see that shift of like, oh we as Catholics, I get like really do believe that like these souls are like alive still in heaven. It's not just like from my Protestant background, it would have been like, oh, that's really sad. Like I'll pray for you. And having Catholic mom friends who had also lost be like, those babies are interceding for you now. Like what a gift to have those babies pray for your other kids too. And I was like, whoa, like, you know, just that really opened it up of like the reality of heaven and the communion of, cool gift. Sam, how can people find you and sign up for your free newsletter?
Yes. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and YouTube, all Cultivating Catholics. And then to sign up for the newsletter, it's just cultivatingcatholics.com. And then if you scroll down a little ways, there's like a little pop-up that says, hey, subscribe
to
the newsletter.
It's a little aggressive. I was there the other day and it, well, pops up one, like, I'm just saying you won't miss that. And then I didn't, and then it like dinged again. And the second ding I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
It's good. Yeah. You want to get people.
The second ding is actually to subscribe to receive text.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
I'm all about being assertive and aggressive of like, if you got something good, tell people about it. Like
twice.
Like twice, especially if it's free.
Twice. Sign up.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.